scarf in your voice. Don't wake the neighbors. You heard the secrets hiding underneath where I keep my baby teeth, written on paper. You got me sleeping in my makeup, ruining your pillowcases. Never wanna wake up. Too lazy to tie my laces. I've been hiding lollipops inside my fanny pack. I've been getting lonely. Take me back to my cul-de-sac. Something that you'll never find. Old baby knows that I'll take my sweet time. I always go alone. Monday, fell in love with a grilled cheese. Oh, would you bring it to me, pretty please? It's not the same at home. You got me sleeping in my makeup, ruining your pillowcases. Never wanna wake up. Too lazy to tie my laces. I've been hiding lollipops inside my fanny pack. I've been getting lonely. Take me back to my cul-de-sac. You got me sleeping in my makeup, ruining your pillowcases. Never wanna wake up. Too lazy to tie my laces. I've been hiding lollipops inside my fanny pack. I've been getting lonely. Take me back to my cul-de-sac.
Here we are for your 1 a.m. show. This is a Flatbird with two special guests. You want to introduce yourselves?
Hi.
Hi.
It's like being on a podcast. This is so
like,
exciting.
It's like being on a podcast, but live.
Oh my gosh.
It's wild. Anything you want to share with the class?
I'm just, shout out to all my Knights of the Round Table tonight. You know who you are.
Amazing. And our other guest is choosing to abstain for the day, which we will accept. All right. And this is Hymn for Her, which is a really beautiful song featured in a TV show that's generally not that great. But so I'm not going to recommend it. But, you
love
know,
the review.
Here's the song.
Like the water flows, like the flowers grow, to far corners of the earth. Like the winter's cold and the summer's scold, is my humble hymn
for her, my hymn for her. Under pearly moon, where the poets choose their verse, she's the autumn air, she's everywhere. Oh, this is my hymn for her, my hymn for her.
Heaven to
All right, and what do you got to say about that one, Mads?
Well, we were just talking about how that song was probably written by Dolly Parton, which is...
It most certainly was.
Which Confirmed. Is amazing, because she's written so many songs. I actually don't know anything about Dolly Parton, which is incredible, growing up in the South, as one does.
That is actually, like, highly impressive that you made it through without learning things about Dolly Parton.
I learned everything I know from the Netflix documentary, which is phenomenal, and I do recommend it.
What's it called?
I don't know. Probably, probably Dolly Parton.
Probably.
Or something along those lines.
I only know that she has a biography called My Life and Other Unfinished Business, on the cover of which she looks like a good witch.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's someone great. Who absolutely just, like, messes up evil queens with her kindness.
That's a direct
quote from my favorite book in the entire world, which is, and here's a plug for my favorite book in the entire world, Nothing to See Here by Kevin Wilson. Go out and buy yourselves one, folks. This is not a paid endorsement. I'm just obsessed with his books. Yeah.
Share with the class.
Share with the class, yeah. And I'm an English major, so you can trust me.
Yeah, you should trust your local English majors. Oh my gosh, I had a thought. Oh, that's a great name for a book.
Nothing to See Here?
No. The first one, the Dolly Parton one.
My Life and Other Unfinished Business?
Yeah. What would you name your bibliography?
Autobiography?
There's so many.
Oh, God. You can't just put
I'm
that
on
me
right
I'm not
an English
major,
now. So I can't keep them all straight.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Although, you do read things.
I do.
You do read things. So, that is on you. To know things. That's why I'm an English major, because everybody reads, so I'm not special. So I can be like, so if somebody's like, why don't you know that? I can be like, why don't you?
Sick. Checkmate.
Checkmate. I actually don't know any grammatical rules at all. Like, genuinely, I don't.
It's so frustrating, I have to say, as someone who knows all of the grammatical rules.
Yeah, I only know grammatical rules.
It's really strange, because you write really well and really interestingly. And then there are things that are just not right. And I'm like, do you want to fix this? And you're like, no.
It's like that thing where they're like, you have to know the rules and then break them. But I just don't know the rules. And so I break them more easily.
That's how I feel about it.
Because if you don't know what the rules are, you can color outside the lines.
Just
there you go.
Life is so short. I love to use M dashes. Do the people know about M dashes?
I would need like a diagram. I don't know all the different dashes.
So I'm going to explain it to you. And keep in mind that everything I'm about to say is probably going to be wrong, but I'm going to say it with confidence and passion.
Take it away.
So it has to be right. An M dash is worth three dashes.
Three dashes? That's hella dashes,
and
dude.
In like Google Docs and in your text messages and iMessages sometimes, it'll just like correct to be like one nice, smooth little M dash.
I never do one. I do a nice two.
No, that's an
I'm like Goldilocks.
N dash.
It should just be N.
No, E-N. N dash is something different. That's two dashes. So you are right about that.
I am.
That's for like this to that.
So well, like I use that for
Monday
everything because it
Wednesday.
Looks nice.
An M dash is like, you can use it kind of like a semicolon.
Okay.
Or like to break up like clauses.
I love a good semicolon.
Oh my gosh.
I sprinkle those little bastards
in. Yeah, I love a semicolon. I also just love the power trip of knowing how to use a semicolon. Because one time in English class, my professor was like, my teacher in high school was like, if you don't know how to use a semicolon, don't. And then I continued to use semicolons because I was like, Miss Girl, I know how to use a semicolon.
I was once in first grade, and I was writing a story for class, and I knew that commas existed. I did not know what they looked like. I knew how to read. I didn't remember what a comma looked like.
Let me clarify for the people that I did know how to read.
I was trying so hard. I was trying so hard to put a comma, and I knew that I was using it right. I just, like, knew it. And the goddamn teacher assistant was like, no, honey, like, a period doesn't go there. And I didn't know the word for comma. And so I was, like, frustrated almost to tears.
No.
I was like, no, please. I'm just trying to do a comma. And that was the day that my life changed.
Maybe somewhere deep inside you just knew like number systems from other languages, because these like periods instead of commas when it's commas
French
in
like
thousands,
like backwards.
Like French and Spanish do that. So I think you were just like a secretly multilingual child.
That actually makes sense. I was raised in Spain for like 2 years when I was
really?
A kid. Yeah, my
That's
dad was
crazy.
Writing a book
I didn't know
like
that.
About the Tour de France in France. So we lived in Spain because my mom knew Spanish, kind of.
My mom and I were such fans.
From what I've been told, cool. I was like one and two.
I love Jennifers who kind of know Spanish.
All the Jennifers kind of know Spanish.
Guys, all of our mom's names are Jennifer.
We're children of Jennifer.
Does your mom almost know Spanish?
No, my mom took French.
Ugh. But anyway, when I was a kid, I had a weird little accent, and nobody could pin it down. And I'm pretty sure it was because I learned how to talk in Spain, surrounded by actually like a lot of different languages. Because like
fascinating.
My mom's friends were they were pretty much entirely people who had also moved to Spain from like various countries. Because they were like all these people whose kids were going into school at the same time, and they were all like adjusting. Yeah, but I had a very weird accent. I said pond like a British person. I said it like pond.
That's delightful.
I'm going to the pond, just like a British word in the middle of an American sentence.
As you should.
Yeah. Anyway, here's the next song. That last one was Waltz Me to Heaven by Shannon McNally. Although she didn't write it. Waylon Jennings did, and maybe Dolly Parton did, and I honestly don't know.
It's been debated.
It's been hotly debated among no one.
To believe that it was Dolly.
Are you not a fan of Waylon Jennings?
I mean, I don't.
I don't know.
Dolly
who that
is better.
Okay, that's fair. Like I don't know anything about the personal life of Waylon Jennings, but that man knew how to write a song. So does Dolly. Here's the next one. Anyway, there you go.
Than I ever did right now and now and
his first word. And now for a delightful PSA by our charming guests.
Oh my gosh.
Read the front part.
I cannot see.
Into the mic, please.
This is a PSA about dried fruit. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits.
You should try it. And now, more info. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. You're welcome.
That is so enlightening.
There are ellipses at the end of this PSA. I think it just never ends.
Yeah. It just keeps listing fruit until whoever's reading it runs out of breath and just falls dead on the floor.
Or you can't list any more fruits.
You're not allowed to.
It will actually just follow you for the rest of your life. This PSA will still be going.
I do love fruit.
What's your favorite fruit? Don't ask me that question.
Okay.
I'm allergic to fruit. I'm allergic to all fruit.
I'll tell you what your favorite fruit is.
Tell us.
It's peaches.
It's not even my favorite fruit.
You have to be restrained.
Listener,
my favorite fruit
of this radio show
is... Are you ready for this?
Allergic to peaches.
I'm ready.
And it's incredibly precocious.
Ooh, precocious.
You're going to really hate me for this one. It's blueberries that I pick myself.
That's so yummy.
So, yeah, you're going to come away from this disliking me a little bit more than you used to.
I will say.
Because the ones that you get in the store are really bland.
Interesting.
And this is me and one of the guests today here are both children of Alaska.
Which is incredible to me, not a child of Alaska.
Honestly, your accent is incredible to me,
a
child of Virginia. But so when you handpick them, I'm not allergic to them, which makes me think I'm probably just allergic to all like the chemicals that they spray on those. Chemicals.
Yep.
Chemicals, yes.
Yep.
Yeah. But I am I'm very badly allergic to basically all fruit. Something that one in my family ever remembers. It's always a surprise.
Oh,
fun fact, actually. That's not. I love
my
family.
With your fun fact.
They're very kind to me.
We
there's
know.
Just a lot of children
there's
in the
a
house.
Lot of them.
There's a lot of us. It's really hard to keep us straight. My mother looked at me. I was home for Thanksgiving, and my mom looked at me and said, "Leah, can you please go do this?" And that's my sister's name. And I had been home for less than 5 minutes, and it just already started. But fun fact, I used to get a lot of headaches around dinner time, and I was never really sure why. And then one day my brother and his fiance were visiting, and after dinner I was like, oh my God, my head hurts so much. And my sisters were always like, oh, you just are saying that so that you don't have to clean up dinner. And I was like, no, my head actually does really hurt. And my brother was like, oh, yeah, the roasted broccoli. And I was like, what?
What?
And he goes, yeah, the roasted broccoli gives me headaches, and it probably gives you headaches, too. That is the weirdest allergy.
So specific.
There's no need. I stopped eating roasted broccoli, and ever since then, I've never, ever gotten a headache during dinner again.
That's bizarre. My friend, I have a friend who's allergic to also a lot of random things as well.
Yeah?
She's also allergic to, like, grass and also, like, cockroaches.
Cockroaches?
Yeah, which is so specific.
And how do you even find that out?
You would never want
like, if
to
they're
hope.
In the vicinity, she starts to sneeze? You could just take her around with you like
know.
A canary in a coal mine. I would... Hey, can I borrow
canary
her?
Canary in a cockroach
if I'm, like,
mine.
Oh, God. If I'm, like, going apartment hunting one day, I want her around.
Yeah.
Just, like, send her in to make her sniff out the corners.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, one of my very close friends is also essentially allergic to the outdoors, which does include grass and hay.
My sister's allergic to that, but she went to a farm school.
Also,
they had to... Sorry, I interrupted.
You did.
Can you keep going?
This is important, because in Alaska, the mosquitoes... Are the size of quarters, because they have to be big and strong to survive the winter in their little egg sacs.
Do they have to?
So they come out, and especially in the beginning of the summer, they're huge, and my good friend is allergic to mosquito bites.
Oh, God.
And she spends the beginning of summer with, like, more knees than she should have because they bite her legs and it swells up that much.
You should tell her to invest in, like, a beekeeping suit.
At that point, it's like a chomp.
Yeah. They're taking chunks.
Oh, God.
We also have biting black flies, which are exactly what they sound
no,
like.
No, those do.
I went on a camping trip with my family, and by the time I got back, my legs looked like, I don't even know, a topographical map of
no one needs to know.
Like the sand dunes. Like it was bad. It was not good.
Pepperoni pizza.
Oh, I do like pepperoni pizza. Virginia has cicadas.
Oh my God, Cleveland has cicadas. They scream.
They do.
They love to scream.
They're so loud. They just love to yell and to be everywhere because every now and then it's like cicada year or cicada season.
Yeah, it's every 7 years.
Which is horrifying. Bloom. It's terrifying and I hate it because you walk outside and it's like a sea.
And the husks
of cicadas
just crunch underfoot.
Oh God, the shells. Okay, I can't talk about this anymore. Too many cicadas. Back to fruit.
Back to fruit.
Alaskan blueberries do hit different. I need to put my word in. They're small and sour and delicious.
And the insides are so, like, red.
You do also...
You can trick people that it's blood, which my sisters and I would do constantly.
That is so true.
And
it never, ever got old,
and they always believed us.
It was really good.
Because parents are going to be like, oh, God, my child is injured and bleeding.
I will say
and
you
like,
do. You have to soak the blueberries in water so the worms come out.
Which, like,
but
I'm
also,
betting you're supposed to do that with all blueberries, but people
God.
Just don't.
Honestly,
they're cute worms.
If there's a worm,
they're green.
Extra protein.
Yeah, nom nom nom.
Chomp chomp.
We actually had a bear a little bit ago that was getting into all the blueberries. It was so irritating. And I actually kind of, like, ran into the bear when I was on my own, and I had to, like, hide for a minute. But then I felt so dumb. Because then as we were leaving, the neighbor's dog was barking up a storm. And we're like, what is it going
barking
on?
The wrong bear.
So, and then later, the mom of the dog calls. And she's like, hey, like, did you hear Tugger barking?
The
and we're like, yeah, like, what's going on there? And she's like, oh, yeah, he treed the bear. Tugger is, you can pick him up
what?
With maybe two fingers. He is so small.
Oh,
and
man.
He hates people.
Yeah.
And he... wants to kill. He just, if you give him anything, he just rips it apart with his tiny little teeth, and he's the best. And he just treated the bear like it was nothing. He was like, get off my property,
stick it to the bear.
What, every single time he comes to the cabin, he stands on each corner of the porch of his pet, like his the dog parent's house,
the
and
dog's
he barks
porch.
In each direction to like let them know that he is there.
Yeah, that dog pays a mortgage probably.
That dog, yeah, that dog has a job. He has a paid job and he gets paid
taxes.
In home cooked meals because his mother cooks him like actual meals.
Wow.
On the stove. Yeah, that dog is living the life. I want to be when I die, I want to be reincarnated as Tugger.
As that dog specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a dog. She's a dog and a half. There are so many stories, but she is not a good bear dog.
Oh, no.
And one time, we had a bear. We had a bear near our cabin, and there's this big, like gradual pathway that goes up from the beach, and we could see the bear was, like, in our yard, and we were like, Nala, go scare the bear
Nala
away.
Nala's the dog.
Obviously. And dogs are supposed to run after bears and bark them and tree them like Tugger did.
Like Tugger, who's a good
and
boy.
My dog is a coward.
Aww.
And so she just refused to go up. And
aww.
My mother decided to drag her by the collar, essentially,
no!
like up the hill toward the bear. And I think it was her like yelping and yowling that made it go away.
That's
Oh my goodness.
Your mother was like
my
putting
mom
herself
was,
in
like,
the way
actually
of the bear.
The bear. She was just like frustrated that the dog wouldn't get it, so she brought the dog.
Well, oh my God!
She wants. I have a clarifying question. What is tree the bear?
It scares the bear, the bear dashes up a tree.
Tree bear.
But then the bear is stuck in the tree.
Bears
correct.
Tree.
That's why it's funny.
Bears can climb trees.
Yeah, bears are good at climbing trees.
Yeah. But
that's why
bear,
you don't climb a tree if you see a bear.
In the area. So this, you still have a bear problem.
You do have a bear problem, but the bear
and
is very scared of your dog problem.
But you just kind of have to coexist with the bears.
Okay.
Sure.
Well. What? You do. There's salmon berries and blueberries all around. They're
monsters. When I was a child, I read a book of incredibly elaborate and... Not elaborate, sorry. Detailed. Stories of bear attacks from of people that barely survived, and there's this one where the two
barely.
Cubs were gnawing on him, and he could hear their teeth dragging on his skull.
Oh,
and that has haunted me. I read
Should
that when I was
given,
maybe
like, a
10.
Content warning for this PSA.
Yeah, that was my bad.
Off into bugs,
that was really my bad.
Into bears biting people's heads.
But like that has haunted me so much. I do
tiny
not
dogs.
Mess with bears.
Content
my high school
dogs
mauled by a bear.
See,
yeah.
like, we think that we're coexisting with them. They do not think they're coexisting with us.
It's like, I feel like it's fair. Like,
it is fair. I agree. Encroaching. Again, I don't know words or definitions, but I'm an English major nonetheless. Yeah. Encroaching.
Just say it confidently, whatever you pick.
Yeah. Okay. We're encroaching upon their, like, territory and, like, driving them further up the mountain in Anchorage. So, like, it is fair to them. But I don't think it's going to end well.
I think it's, like, how sharks, like, are just, like, curious about, like, surfers and people, you know, like, in the water. And they just go try to, like, take a little nibble. But the problem is when you're, like, a giant shark.
That's the exact same thing with bears.
A little nibble is, like, you know, a whole limb. So I think they just misunderstood.
Almost all bear maulings are bears like trying to feel what the human is with their mouths.
With their mouths.
Like dogs do, but dogs are smaller.
Yeah.
Although I did get bit by a dog once. My family has blood that attracts dogs. 4 out of the 6 of us have been bit badly by dogs.
Mm.
Which is a weird percentage.
No one in my family has been bit by a shark, but I'm holding out.
Yeah? You want to be bit by a shark?
No, but would then that be I would get to, like, pet it, probably.
I think you could pet a shark without getting bit by it.
Did you know that whales used to be, like, sharks and people didn't really care about them? And then they had, like a campaign where they were like, we need to save the whales, while the scientists were like, let's tell the people about their pods and their families. And now we care about whales, but we don't care about sharks because of Jaws.
Yeah.
Nom, nom, nom.
Sharks are really villainized in the media today.
They are.
And they have been for a long time. I feel very
passionate. We should write a movie.
There's a fantastic Ologies episode about sharks. Ologies with Ali Ward of her plugging things.
Spotify.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. We should really get paid for this.
Mm. I'm just here.
So we're just naming, like,
we're just naming things that we like.
That fun facts.
Yeah, stop listening to us. Go listen to Ologies.
Go read Percival.
Go read Nothing
to See
Here. My point
is, like, I don't think any of them actually would give us money. Like, I don't think any of them have the money.
But we can dream.
To give to other, like, that's such a recursive, like, if podcasts were promoted on other podcasts.
Am I allowed to promote things?
Situations.
I mean, I don't see why not.
Okay, great. So, on this wonderful eve, it is now Tuesday because it is
1:33
a.m.
and 17 seconds.
That means it is now Tufts Giving Tuesday, which means if you're listening and you have...
Wait, sorry, is this a plug for us to give money to Tufts?
No, it's a plug to give money to the Tufts cheerleading team.
Oh, that's much better.
Who we love very much and very dearly, and who we are trying to go to nationals. Woo. NCAA College Cheerleading Nationals in Daytona, Florida for the first time. It's the very same college nationals as hit cheerleading teams like Navarro and TVCC. That's Trinity Valley Community College, also in Texas.
Yes, it is.
Also hit team of the show Cheer on Netflix. And it's super exciting. And we need you to donate.
I thought that was the end of the sentence. We need you.
So if you
we need a sacrifice. We need a blood sacrifice.
Throw your dollars at the cheerleaders. Yeah. If you see a cheerleader, give them a dollar.
Just start raining money on them.
Yeah.
Or kiss. We also appreciate your love and support. I don't know if I'm allowed to be saying these things.
I think you can say whatever you want.
I love cheer.
What's the... A kiss on the hand might be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
I do love
a kiss
diamond.
May be grand, but it doesn't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you feed your pussycat.
Good job.
Thank you. Moulin Rouge. Originally from something else.
We should watch Moulin Rouge.
We should really... Another plug. Moulin Rouge.
I apologize.
Literally
for saying
Moulin Rouge. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous movie. So chaotic.
Oh, you know what
so
people
beautiful.
Need to watch that is related to that?
Mm. What?
The Tessa and Scott ice skating, figure skating program to Moulin Rouge.
Oh my God.
What? And from the 2018 Pyeongchang Olympics.
Olympics?
Olympics. Olympics.
From the Olympics.
2018. Phenomenal.
Just look up
routine.
Look
changed
up figure skating, Moulin Rouge, and call in with your reaction.
Are they
even
Canadian?
If it's just hysterical
they
sobbing.
Are, Canadian,
are they
yeah.
our brothers in the north?
I'm not gonna say they're my brothers.
Canadian?
They can be your brothers.
Canadian?
I have plenty of brothers.
Canadian?
I actually
but I do
they are technically
do
my neighbors in both places because
you know
Ohio butts up against Canada too.
Do you know how they named Canada?
How?
You know, they had a
whiteboard. Oh, you told me this.
And they had a bag with letters in it. One guy was writing them down. One guy was calling out the letters. And the guy with the letter bag pulls out a C and he goes, C-A. The guy writes C-A on the board. And he pulls out a D and he goes, D-A. And then he pulls, what's the next one? No,
you
I fucked
N?
Up. No, I messed up. then. Well, it's funny because
thank you for specifying.
Good job, my love. You and win.
On we go to the I'm next done. Song I'll on that away. Beautiful, absolutely wondrous note. And here's An Ego Thing by Lizzie McAlpine.
Guns drawn. Slow down. It's a battle over something stupid. They're all the rage right now. You don't know the truth. It's a battle that I think I'm winning. Something makes me think you think that too. I was trying to be honest. You don't make that easy to do. It's not that important. It's none of your concern. But you got angry and said some angry words. It's not that I hate you. I hate that it hurt. There's nothing else to it. I can't do anything more. Sharp knife, loaded gun. There are two ways we can do this. I know which would be more fun. I won't go first. Won't apologize. Pretty sure that it's an ego thing. But I can't stand the compromise. Trying to be honest, but now I think I should have just lied. It's not that important. It's none of your concern. But you got angry and said some angry words. It's not that I hate you. I hate that it hurt. There's nothing else to it.
I faked it. shoes a child into the night. She was told he would come this time without leaving so much as a feather behind. Till he knocked at last the perfect plan. One more sweet boy to be butchered. But the gateway to the world is still outside the reach of hell. Would never belong to angels. I never belong to hell. I swore upon me. Her grandmother smuggling maids passed where the godchild soldier Satanta stood dead. Our graceful turner of heads weaves through the checkpoints like a needle and thread. Someone's frightened boy waves around. She offers a mother's smile and soon she's gone. The gateway to the world, gone in a trembling hand. When nature unmakes the boundary,
that beautiful, just a stunning, oops, we're not starting to hear that just yet.
Ooh.
With that absolutely stunning song over and done with, Newt, why don't you just go ahead and tell us about the way that you were on the bowling team in high school.
We were having a very passionate discussion about different forms of bowling.
I have just discovered that my dear friend doesn't know the difference between candlestick bowling pins and regular bowling pins.
In my defense, bowling is stupid. In my other defense, I grew up in a town that, as I said, its only bowling rink was converted to a steakhouse that is not even a good enough steakhouse that I have ever gone, despite there being about two restaurants.
That is fair.
Yeah.
I don't know. Didn't you move Jack about to bowling. Cleveland, though, when you were like...
I was small, but my family is not the type that goes bowling.
That's fair.
The most recent time I went bowling, it was on a frozen lake. When I pulled up, it was my birthday. My parents went on a walk. My mom calls me. She goes, Zoe, the lake is frozen. Come on down. We're skating on it. And I was like, okay, that's dope. So I get my mom's hockey skates, and we went to the lake, which was frozen. It was crazy. Only time that's ever happened, like, well enough to skate on it. There hasn't been, like, a ton of snow on it. and these random people were there, and they were so nice, and they were, had like swept away a bunch of the snow and set up bowling, which was terrible because they're you're sliding so much that like momentum wise,
yeah, there's no traction.
There's
Wait,
no
so
traction.
Fun.
It's like so a you just kind of
problem with there's
you
no
have to, like,
you basically just fling
you have
yourself
to, like,
backwards
roll up and then like do a hockey stop and fling the ball.
I don't know how to stop on skates.
Had.
What's a hockey?
Yeah,
oh, never mind. I don't know.
I just run into something.
Turn to the side. I only use figure skates because I was really stubborn as a child, and everybody was like,
as a child?
Skates. And so,
we just had this conversation like 2 hours ago, don't
no
worry.
No way.
Okay. I never took like lessons or anything, so I don't know how to figure skate.
Yeah, me neither.
But I always used figure skates, so basically what I do is...
Go on.
You stop. You have
I
to stop.
Run
like
on the
oh,
on
God.
The ice.
You run on the ice.
I basically run and
we
use
gotta go
little
ice skating.
Toe clips
gotta
to run, and then I glide, and then I hockey stop.
See, I was wow. a child. I grew up
so I don't know
wow.
in a house that my parents built. So, and there are not builders, and there are not architects. So it was a very weird house, and the basement was
doors.
Bare cement and insulation, and it's big, and and it's just this big empty room. With mattresses in the middle, a trapeze that's above Ooh. The mattresses, and it's like long and rectangular, and so it creates a ring, like a rink, like a skating
like
rink,
a
if you will,
ring.
Like a roller rink.
Or a rink.
And so we always had right. rollerblades, and we would just rollerblade around and around. Or I would. When I was bored, I would just rollerblade around and around. So I'm really good at rollerblading nice. And ice skating. I'm horrible at stopping.
Yeah.
I would always just run into things.
Yeah. See, this is odd because I was a legitimate figure skater for...
Oh my God, I forgot.
Not a long time, but also not a short time. And I also
what does
don't
that mean?
Really know how to stop.
I don't think anyone does. I think people
yeah.
are lying.
I mean, I know how to stop.
No,
you
do
just,
you?
You just stop.
So
well, you, okay,
fun
well, there's a bunch
to stop,
of different
though.
Kinds. Hockey stop is like...
It's...
Is like Yeah, you move both feet like you're skiing.
Yeah, I've seen it
direction.
Done.
You can also do a T-stop, which is so scary to me. It's where you have one... It's like...
That's
one
how
foot's
you
going
get
forward,
on the
and the other
public
foot's
transportation
like,
in Boston.
Oh, my God. You're banished.
Voted off the island.
Voted off
and the other
island.
Foot's like perpendicular. And I think there's a third one
You've
that
been
I don't
that is
remember.
Take your knives
is.
And go.
How wouldn't you just like immediately fall over?
Well, you would.
Yeah.
I had this memory, this vivid memory of being like, how old am I was figure skater? I don't know. I was like 12, right? I wasn't like a... Yeah, anyway. And we were doing spins or jumps or something, and I just totally wiped out, like, face first onto the ice. Mm. Classic wipe out, spin out. And I was like, ow.
Yeah, as you do.
And, yeah.
That's the end of the story?
Yep.
I got up for that.
Well, do you want me to make it like an inspiring tale?
Say, well,
it doesn't have to be inspiring.
I got up again and
I
tried. I
do have one.
And I didn't succeed. I was really bad at
I
jumps
would just like make
spins.
Something happen at the end of it.
I did once give my grandmother a concussion on the ice. <'cause>,
oh my God, I forgot about this.
Okay, babe. Okay. In my defense, I had the best of intentions. I was like,
all
maybe
concussions
five.
Start out well intentioned.
I was
yeah,
in my little snow
anyway.
Suit. There's like well, pictures right before the event.
Okay, maybe not.
So
all.
Like, they're seared into my memory.
Oh my God.
And I was taught to skate very young in Alaska. They just throw you on the mountain and the ice and stuff. So like,
yeah,
I was,
they did that to us on a lake. Wait, pause for 1 second because yeah. it's funny and it's short. We were on the lake and my brother fell through and my parents were
oh,
like,
no.
"Well, we're already here," and they just made him sit in the car with the heat turned
oh,
up.
Oh my yeah. goodness!
He was so mad.
Work.
Continue.
Absolutely. Well, I thought it would be good to have like a third point of reference. So I was like, "Hey, take this hockey stick," and I realized that like it's actually not a stable way to support yourself if you're just
yeah,
leaning
just
on
slide.
A hockey stick.
Yeah.
And
it's
so
made
my
slide.
Grandma, who
no.
did not know how to skate, was like trundling around on our little like sketch pond in the back of our yard that's covered in like weeds and stuff. And she fell down and she got a concussion. And it was
oh, no.
my little kid fault.
I don't think you can say it's your fault when you were five.
Was.
I don't think anything is a five-year-old's fault.
Have you? Okay. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. Okay. My favorite part of going skating was when I would put my skates on and stuff all ready to go onto the ice for my lesson or whatever. I would stare and stare at the store in the corner of the skate store, the skate shop, because...
Did it have candy?
No.
Oh.
Even better. They had little baby ice skates in the window.
Tiny
shoes. That is not better than candy. Sorry.
It is better. Tiny baby shoes.
Little things. I have absolute apathy for whatever creature they're attached to, but tiny shoes are objectively good.
I mean, just think of like the smallest little baby shoe you've ever thought of, and then make it a hockey skate.
For sale. Baby shoes.
Baby shoes, never worn.
For skate.
I feel like one day I'm going to just give in and buy some baby clothes, and I don't have a baby.
I have something important, and I had a creative writing professor a couple years ago who loved that poem.
Oh, seriously? It's a poem? Thought it was a short story.
Well, wait, maybe. I don't know. It's a line.
For sale, baby shoes, never worn.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I thought you were just talking about baby shoes.
It's a line from a piece of creative writing, and I don't know anything. So I don't know.
I think it's
where
like a 6-word short story.
Yeah. So I had a creative writing professor, and he was kooky, and he loved that, and he found baby socks sometimes in the world, and it was just one of those things where, like, I don't know, some people just find specific things, and then they notice them, and they pick them up, and he collects these like lost socks. And now I send him pictures when I find one.
That's amazing. I was in...
Really fast.
Yeah.
When you said he finds them sometimes out in the world, my ears anticipated the words, he finds them sometimes out in the woods.
Well, woods.
And it was almost a very different story.
No, that's what I meant.
You know, just
the woods?
In the woods, like on like trails.
Okay. If it's on trails, that's okay. If it's in the bushes,
I mean, that's a little more shady. Where else would you lose your sock?
Where else would you get murdered?
The sidewalk.
You don't. Okay. You do not. Okay.
I feel like baby crimes.
Don't tell me you don't get murdered
like
in the woods. That's like the number one place to get murdered.
There is like a lot of danger in Alaska.
You get murdered by bears
but
in the woods.
But also, like, if you go far enough out, if you're going to the right places, you are 100% more at risk from the nature than from the humans. Just like,
I think it still counts. Well, I guess it's not murder. It's just like dying in the woods.
I don't think you can be a murderer if you don't have like a moral system that aligns with our human conceptions of right and wrong.
Interesting.
Like, I don't want to go so far as to say
like
that bears don't have a moral system. But
so what you're saying
but
is
I don't
bears
think it would be the same
murderers?
As ours.
I'm
well,
saying,
no,
no
I don't think
they bears
would
are not
because
murderers.
I think it's
murderers.
Totally like that's such an anthropomorphization to be like, oh, bears can think and therefore they think exactly like us.
Yeah, but I feel like humans have for a long time been like, oh yeah, animals. Thoughts.
What does that mean?
They just think about animals a lot.
Yeah.
They just do. I was in Wegmans a year ago.
Sorry. What is a Wegmans?
It's
grocery
a big
store?
Grocery store that I'm not that familiar with, but I've heard... Oh, they high-fived. I feel left out.
I love confidently saying things. I'm the youngest in my family, and I constantly just confidently answer people's questions without at all knowing the answer.
But if you say... Listen, that's
people
the takeaway for tonight is say things with confidence, and people will believe you.
Say things with confidence, wear bad outfits, and walk with confidence, and people will compliment you
I firmly believe that weekends are for the most diabolically mismatched outfits.
And I've seen your outfits on the weekend, and I agree with you.
Oh, my God.
It's like a circus tent vomited. It's amazing.
I did once feel such shame after leaving the house and going to get lunch with you people that I had to go back to my house and change my outfit because it was so bad.
If I am remembering right, it was like 17 colors plus hella stripes.
Well, the stripes were on one half.
Oh, okay. That doesn't make it better.
Maximalism.
I love maximalism.
But it was
don't
hovering in this very odd space between maximalism and horrible. But I love you.
So what I was saying was, a year ago I was in Wegmans, and I was walking down this not desolate aisle, and on the ground
really
I looked down.
Just way to say that.
And there's just a tiny baby Ugg boot. Just one.
They make them for babies?
They do. They're so small.
They're probably so expensive.
They definitely are so expensive. That baby can't even walk. But, like, it's so baby cute. And it was one baby Ugg boot just on the ground. And it really was just, like...
Did you take it?
No, I took a picture.
Send me that photo. I have an album of things abandoned on the ground.
If you took that, it could be an ornament on your little tree.
Yeah. Okay. I got a tiny Christmas tree for my
dorm.
Steal
things for babies.
Steal
Make them ornaments.
I do love to
the
steal from babies.
The babies don't need them, and also they won't remember.
Yeah, that's actually really, that's
it'll just
a really
be
good
like
point.
A good story.
You people don't think I mean enough, but one of my genuine favorite activities is taking candy from babies.
Elaborate storybook witch. Such an older sibling moment.
Oh yeah, no, I'm the oldest, and I'm also the oldest daughter, which means I will boss you around. And
yeah, but we need it. Us youngest siblings.
You are like,
I have so
like
much rage. Like, I can't agree with you. I think you're right, but I cannot agree.
That we need somebody to boss us around?
Yeah. I just have this need.
Well, you only have an older brother. I have three older siblings.
Yeah.
One of them is correct. Right? Like, the other ones just exist to contradict me.
Okay, no, this is how it goes. The oldest one is correct. Most of the time.
Yeah.
My brother makes
Aiden
a point of just
not,
like...
The oldest daughter is all, correct.
Yeah. 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 Okay. And then the other ones in the middle are just like minions. Okay. Mm-hmm. For the oldest one.
Yeah.
And then the youngest one... Yeah.
The youngest one just exists.
About the youngest
we got it
one.
Easy.
You're kind of like the wild child.
We
like
have it easy,
don't,
but there is not
really
a single video of me as a child. And my baby book just has my name written in it, and that's all.
Oh my god!
My family's the opposite. There's like, there's like so many pictures of my youngest sibling because that's when my family started taking pictures.
Oh, there you go.
My
these modern days.
There is no documentation. Like, I only have one older sibling, and yet my baby book ends after one page.
Oof.
Additionally, because all of the population of the Tufts campus is very into horoscopes, I was persuaded.
Don't follow me on CoStar, just get CoStar.
Last semester to make a CoStar account, and you have to fill it out, and your little birth chart asks when you were born.